Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Come on, everybody.
of praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Enjoyed yourself. I hope you gave God all praise, glory, and honor. I know I did. be back. Hallelujah. I want you to open up your mouth and shout and give God our praise, God. We want to set the devil up today. We want to crush all his plans. Hallelujah. Destroy all he set up to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, every attack that he's trying to come against us in our family, you must just shout. Because when you're shouting to clear the path, hallelujah, the devil must see when you mention the mention of Jesus' name. The Bible said that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, open up your mouth right there. Go ahead and call. Hallelujah. God bless you. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Dorita. You on high today. Hallelujah. Okay, I don't know what's going on with the line. Let me try Kimberly. Evangelist Kimberly, open up your mouth and shout, give God all praise. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Evangelist, are you there?
Oh, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you. Go ahead. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. Well, I just want to thank God. I just thank you for keeping me, for keeping my family,
yes,
for keeping my friends, for all those
Jesus
people that I'm concerned about. He showed that he loves us. He's bringing us down the home stretch. We made it through, and I'm asking him to let us cross over healthy, let us cross over with a new mindset in him, that we're going to grow closer to him, we're going to draw nearer. And God, I just love you, and I give you all the glory, honor, and praise today and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. We thank God. Yes. She said to get us over. Hallelujah. How many know that you already made it over? How many know? How many of you know that you already left? How many do you know that you're already walking in your season of better day? That you're already walking in your increase right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to understand something. If you believe it, you can see it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to wait, hallelujah, until 2021. It's the end. You can receive your new year right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
you can declare the power of your life that your victory is already to Christ. Hallelujah. Christ to God. I want you to know in the Bible, hallelujah, when Jesus, the Bible says that when Jesus died on the cross, hallelujah, that many were rose from the dead and they walked, hallelujah, in the city. Hallelujah. I want you to know he kind of lives on of higher. You don't have to wait until somebody died or see the inheritance. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, because Jesus did it on the rock, so you are called out to the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. So receive the blessings of heaven today. In the name of Jesus Christ, higher. My God, my God. I'm so excited. Hallelujah. Oh, Mother Billy, open up your mouth and praise. Give God all praise. Go ahead. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank the Lord for picking me up this morning.
Yeah.
With family, giving all of us a new breath and new sentiment. So we get one more day. I thank you for my ability. Thank you for all the dumb. I'm thankful for your blessing. And Jesus.
Amen, amen. Your line is picking up. We could hear some of what you were saying. I just heard you giving God our praise. And we thank God, hallelujah, because there's nothing like going from glory to glory to glory. I was praying with a young lady this morning, and I told her, you know, go in there and just pour out to God because he already knows. And then you see that your prayers will start to change. You'll go from praying and crying and seeking, and you'll go from just falling out and crying over to one day you'll notice that you're just thanking God because it's already done, because everything that you pray for, God has answered. From there, you're praying prayers of thanksgiving. When you get to that point, you say, God, I just want to thank you, hallelujah, because you trust in God, because you know it's already done, but God has already did it. If that's the sound, you're just giving God all praise, glory, and honor, and just thanking God, hallelujah. When you thank God, when you trust God, know that God will turn that thing around, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Give God all praise, glory, and open up your mouth, cousin, bring the gale, welcome to the show. Give God praise, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory to God. I don't know a lot, but I know that there is a God, and I know that Jesus loved me. And if I had 10,000 tongues, I still couldn't thank him enough. Thank you, Jesus. Happy birthday,
thank you, Jesus.
God be the glory. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. We thank God. Hallelujah. You know, we just don't ever take that for granted. Don't take every breath that you take for granted. Don't take the beat of your heart for granted. You got to know that you serve a God that is able. You got to know you serve a God that is able. You got to know you serve a God that can do all things. But there, once you know that, hallelujah, I don't care what the world put against you or come against you. When you know that God before you, who can be against you? And you'll hear me say that all the time, because when the world tries to overtake me or try to come at me, I stand firm and say, you need to even get there, all I got to do is show up because I know who goes before me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am faithful. I am faithful. I am faithful. Hallelujah. We thank God. Move on the side, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Open up the sound of our spirit to receive us today. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we ask that you do a new thing right now in us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, help us to be receptive to receive, Lord God, the change that you're doing in us this season. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let thy kingdom come on earth, oh God. Let thy will be done. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come to receive our daily bread today. Hallelujah. Get filled on the daily bread in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's for you to have. Take it. Receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Put the kind of order, open up your mouth and give God all praise, glory, and honor, and shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, yes, yes. I just want to shout nothing but thanks for his grace and his mercy that he's been going through my life more so in the last 4 days and even today. Just thank you.
Jesus.
Just thank you.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. I pray peace come, be still. Peace overtake you. Hallelujah. May blessings run you down and overtake you, Sister Connie. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe we have Dorita on the line. Sister Dorita, hallelujah. Open up your mouth and praise. Give God a praise going on. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You let me see a brand new day. You took me through the holiday, Father.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward for my birthday. I got a birthday coming up this week, and I want to thank y'all.
Amen.
Thank you for letting them be here to see my birthday, Father. And I thank you, and I want y'all to pray for me that I may go strong in Christ, and I love all of you all. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. We're going to say happy birthday today. Happy birthday. I believe you told me it's on the 30th. We're going to say happy birthday on the 30th. Hallelujah. We're going to release blessings on you right now. Hallelujah. May you prosper. May you be in good health. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. May God add years to your life. Good years. Not just years, but good years. Best years. Prosperous years. Favorite years. In the name of Jesus Christ. So now, may God send you health. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Good health. Not just any kind of health. Blessed health. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Lord, we just want to say thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We have guests on the line today. I don't know who you are. If you want to shout with us, press one. We'd be glad to hear your voice. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, come and shout with us. We come to have a good time in the Lord. Hallelujah. You all, if you notice, I'm trying to slow down because what happens is I do a lot with my voice, so I'll get hoarse really fast, and I'll just be going on a shout, but it was pulling my voice, straining my voice. So I want to slow down. Last week, I had an opportunity to listen to the show and hear myself, and I talk really fast, and I want to make sure that you all are able to hear me in all of my hypeness and all of my excitement. I get so excited that God used me the way that he used me, but I want to make sure that I'm also teaching and there's an understanding of what I'm saying, so I don't want to just be hollering and you only can hear me hollering and not understanding clearly what I'm saying. Hallelujah. I want you to be able to be blessed by the shout. I want you to be able to be moved and be set free in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to be come out of bondage, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, because there's an anointing here on the shout, hallelujah. It's a high anointing, and you can pour on that anointing. But what I want to share with you all a few things today before we wrap up here is that when you're struggling to wait on the Lord, the Bible tells us in Lamentations, because sometimes we struggle with that waiting, you know, waiting on the Lord, because other people try to get you to go, and, you know, you're not ready to go, or you want to go, and God is telling you to wait. You know, a lot of us deal with that. I remember I was praying for a lady, and she was diagnosed with cancer, and God told me to pray for her for 40 days and fast for her healing. So I was dying to my flesh. There was no food for me, and I told her, just wait, God is going to heal you. But she was so afraid. So many people was telling her to go, and God was telling her to wait because he was going to heal her, but all she had to do was trust God. I told her, God is going to heal you. We was in there, but I said, tell the doctor to wait. This is your body. You don't have to do anything. You tell him to wait. Give you 40 days, and let's trust God in this season. Let's trust God for your healing. But she got so afraid because everybody was telling her, God, no, because so-and-so said this. You need to go ahead, because if you wait too long, it could spread. But she was, you know, she wanted to trust God, but she was trusting man and what man was saying. So the 14 day in, I mean, I had eaten, I was praying, I was on that 40 days, and she told me to allow them to put the device inside of her, because I said, don't let them cut on you, don't do any surgery, just wait. But she got afraid because so many people was pushing her to go, but God was telling her to wait, because God was going to heal her without her having to go through all of that, you know, chemotherapy and radiation. So what happened was she ended up going through it. I said, well, Lord, what do you want me to do? Because I was in position. I said, stay in position. I'm going to heal her. But now she got to go through. But she's going to be healed. But now she has to go through all the process. But she wasn't going to have to go through that. But she didn't trust me. So anyway, she ended up going through the process, and she was healed. You know, she actually came off early. The word that came for her that she would go through, but God would take her off early. And so I just stayed there in position the whole 40 days for her. But if she would have just waited on the Lord, like God said, she wouldn't have to endure all the stuff that she went through. She went through a lot of sickness and stuff because of the chemo and the radiation. So when you're struggling to wait on the Lord, the Bible says in Lamentations 3:24-26, and I'll repeat that in case you want to go back to it. The Bible says in Lamentations chapter 3, verse 24 to 26, I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who depend on him, to those who search for him. So it is good to wait quietly for salvation from the Lord. So in one sense, abiding sounds like the easiest command for a Jesus follower to undertake. It means resisting in the one who is stronger than we are, wiser than we are, and more powerful than we are, and who loves us and defends us. But for most of us, you all, that not doing is infinitely more difficult than the doing. So give us a to-do list or a deadline or an assignment. But for the love, please don't ask us to let go and be still. Amen. So you need to not worry that all this abiding will get boring. There's no getting used to Jesus. Hallelujah. And one of the best parts of abiding in Christ is staying close enough to catch a glimpse of what he decides to reveal, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. So when you get to the point where you're like, I just can't wait, I got to go, and they coming in, it's getting too close, so the word is coming in, and God is saying, wait, will you trust God when it look like it's going to take you out? Will you trust God when it look like, hallelujah, you're going to lose everything, will you still trust God when it look like your husband or your wife is going to walk out on you? Will you trust God when it look like your children are going to turn on you? Will you just wait before you move? Will you wait before you speak? Will you wait before you buy? I'm just asking today, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, because God is calling some of us to wait, because God is already working it out for you. But if we just wait and know, if we just wait and trust, hallelujah, before we move, God will do it for you if you just trust him. Amen, 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 amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord. And then I'll give you all the message that will close out today. Father, we thank you. Father, release the grace that we will walk in the Spirit more, that we will operate in the realm of the Spirit, the realm that leads to, that's led by the Holy Spirit, and to put death to all the misdeeds of the body. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, to be absent from the body means to be present and to be closer with you. It is our desire in the name of Jesus Christ. It is our goal, and we pray that you will release the grace over us right now, that we will be closer to you, and we will walk in the Spirit and in your power. And Lord, even as we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, oh God, release the grace on us right now, that we will operate in the gifts that you portioned for our lives, the gifts that you portioned us to walk in, the gifts you portioned and planned for us to walk in. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for the God. Thank you for your grace that's being released right now on this line today. Wherever there's any habits of the flesh, oh God, wherever there is any misdeeds of the body, Lord, we thank you that right now that you are releasing the grace to help us to walk daily, to crucify the flesh in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The thing we desire the most is to be closer to you. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you answered our prayers, oh God. Lord, that you saved us, that you kept us, oh God. It is you, Lord God, that give your angel charge over us to keep us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you put us back on the battlefield today, oh God. Lord, make us over, make us new, oh God. Lord, make us more like you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, it is our desire, Father God, to be all that you called us to be. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for keeping us, oh God. Thank you for saving us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we fill this cell with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that dwelleth in us. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, to God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. The message today, you all, is make God's priorities your priorities. The Bible says in James 4:8, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. I'll say that again. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. That is what the Bible says in James 4:8. Draw near to God. Hallelujah. Put everything else down. Huh? I mean, come aside. Hallelujah. Come aside and God will come near to you. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, have you ever fervently asked God? Have you ever fervently asked God to help? Pre-authorize your life, prioritize your life. Have you asked him for guidance and for the courage to do the things that you know need to be done? Have you? That is a question. If so, then you're continually inviting your creator to reveal himself in a variety of ways. As a follower of Christ, you must do no less, you all. When you make God's priorities your priorities, you will receive God's abundance and his peace. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. When you make God a full partner, hallelujah, in every aspect of your life, he will lead you along the proper path, you all. He will lead you down the path of righteousness, which is his path. When you allow God to reign over your heart, he will honor you with spiritual blessings that are simply too numerous to count up in the name of Jesus Christ. So as you plan for the day ahead, you all make God's will your ultimate priority. Hallelujah. And when you do, hallelujah, every other priority will have a tendency to fall nearly into place. Hallelujah. It will fall neatly, nearly and neatly, hallelujah, into place. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just thank God. We have to pray for divine order, divine alignment in our life, divine positioning, because a lot of us, we need that. Things are out of order. We're out of position. So we have to be in position so God can bless us. And we're out of position. Hallelujah. We can't receive all that God has for us to receive. So we have to ask God to divinely position us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we will receive favor. We will receive blessings. We can receive our healing. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, be encouraged on today. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, once again, that's James 4:8, write it down, go back to it. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Also, our Chambers once said, the whole point of getting things done is knowing what to leave undone. Hallelujah. So your prayer to start your day should be, Lord, let your priorities be my priorities. Hallelujah. Let your will be my will. Let your word be my guide. And let me grow in faith and in wisdom this day and every day. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God for everyone today. I thank God for Evangelist Kimberly Relford. God bless you, my mother Carol Dillard. God bless you. God keep you. God strengthen you. May God give you his peace. Hallelujah. My dear cousin and friend, Dorita Jones, today, God bless you. God keep you. I'm just so happy to hear everybody's voice. God bless you, cousin Brenda Dale. And my Aunt Ruth, today, God bless. Bless you, God keep you. May God continue to be your strength. Hallelujah. Grow you more in the spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, Sister Connie Northern, I pray your peace, your joy, your happiness, unspeakable joy be your portion. In the name of Jesus Christ and all other listeners here today, may God bless you, keep you and your family during this time, during these holidays. May you be blessed. May God do a new thing in your life that you can't begin to imagine what God is about to do if you just trust him. Hallelujah. When God gives you the peace, you all that peace that surpasses all understanding. It is nothing like it. I'm going to tell you, it don't matter what's going on in your life, can't nothing shake you or move you. Hallelujah. When you receive the peace of the Lord. Amen. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you all to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. It is in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that we're saved, that we're blessed. You all be blessed. I love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Receive it. We're back here tomorrow at 12 noon on the South. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, been nobody there to put me.